go to pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning, anybody. My name is Dave Wilson, and if all this stuff works, we're about to embark on an adventure together called Dave Wilson's Part of the Dr. Stanley Montieth Show. Dr. Stan is taking a few days off away from the microphone, and he's asked me to sit in here in this great big chair that he's left empty for a while to see if I can't get a little bit of information out to you about what's really going on in the world today. You know, if you read the newspaper, you see a certain view of stuff. But if you, in your heart, know that that can't possibly be true, we're going to talk about what you're going to say really can't possibly be true, and yet it is. I have to remind you that the views expressed on this live radio program are not my views. Well, no, they are my views, because I think I'm going to agree with my guests today. They're not the views of the station, however. They're not necessarily the views of the sponsors or anybody else concerned.
Thank you.
this is Dave Wilson. If you can hear the sound of my voice and all this stuff works, which it apparently did not in the last 11 minutes or so, we're about to embark on an adventure together, an adventure called Dave Wilson's Part of the Dr. Stanley Monteith Show. And with me this morning is Barry Shamish. Barry, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am. What happened there?
I have no clue. I was going into my monologue and have been talking for the last 10 minutes, not realizing that I wasn't hooked up to the radio station. And then they called me again. Oh, well, that's the marvels of doing a show in Colorado from the beach in Daytona Beach, you know?
No, it's just a phone. You could be around the corner. It's the same same connection. Well, something did go wrong. I'm not sure how, but the show itself wasn't the same. No offense, by the way, okay? But Dr. Stan, has, well, I'll be saying some nice things, but Dr. Stan shortly.
Hey, it looks like we're coming up against our first break after only 90 seconds of conversation. We'll be right back with the Dr. Stan. They want to meet, so we'll be able to welcome Barry Shamish. Don't you go away.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Okay, we're back with Thursday's edition of a weird Dr. Stanley Monteith radio program. I'm Dave Wilson, sitting in here for Dr. Stan this morning. Keep him on your prayer list for provision, for protection, and especially that he might get a little bit of rest. Take it easy for a few days as he's away from the microphone, which he loves to hold on to so much. Ladies and gentlemen, he needs your prayers. He wants your prayers, and he's thankful for your prayers over the last years. This morning, Barry Shamish is with me, and Barry has been a regular guest with Dr. Stan for years and years. And Barry, I'd like you to continue on the story that you have begun with him this morning.
Yeah, once again, it's a strange voice. Over time, it's not just that Stan has understood. Look, I was supposed to be on three times this week. I've been on three times ever since. Well, it's ever since the Middle East has gone nuts and or more nuts. And I only report the news, but he understood over many, many years that when I report something, well, let's just say it comes true. And well, he was the only, he became a friend. He understood where I was coming from, and he Well, he made my message widespread all through America. And boy, the shock when I spoke to him 2 days ago. Well, what can you say? It won't ever be the same if he doesn't recover. So, oh, Stan, hurry up and recover. That's my little message to him. Look, I'm going to talk about things that over time he understood that I got right. Now, a minor thing for most people was that a little less than 2 weeks ago, the former president of Israel, Shimon Peres, visited the Pope. Now, when a thing like that happens, you have to look at who Peres is and what the Vatican, what they want out of Israel. Well, essentially, they want Jerusalem to be Vatican territory, but it's wider than that. And Peres has been their agent for decades, many decades. Now, when he meets the Pope, well, you just have to look at it that it's not because he and the Pope like to talk. Well, they're talking about something. Look, Peres went, and this was not the first meeting in the last few months. It's the third. Unprecedented. Why is Peres just... Well, he's got the apple of the Pope's eye. Look, Peres, for your consumption, went all the way to the Vatican to suggest to the Pope that he create a kind of UN organization called United Religions, which, of course, is stupid. The idea is stupid. But that's for public consumption. That's why he was there. And, well, he says the Pope is the only figure respected enough in the world to bring the wars in the Middle East to an end and baloney like that.
Yeah.
Now, look, public consumption says Peres did the usual, literally, fifth-grade analysis of the world. He said that it used to be that wars were motivated by nationhood, and now it's religion. That's so wrong. Again, a third grader would see through that one. But why, oh, why is he meeting with the Pope again? Last time he met the Pope, the war over Gaza began after the meeting. Look, Peres never comes alone. He comes with the Arabs. Now, let's start with the first. In May, he meets the Pope, and the Pope comes to Israel in June. And it's just one slap in the face against Israel after another after another. But again, as I said, the Pope has some sort of power through Peres. He got Mount Zion. There was, there in theory still is, a yeshiva on Mount Zion where the supposed tomb of King David exists. And, well, one floor above is where the Last Supper supposedly took place. Stan and I both agreed these are symbolic. David's,
right, symbolic sites.
Well, yeah. David's tomb would have been 3,200 years old. The yeshiva is not 3,200 years old. And again, the Last Supper couldn't have been held there because the yeshiva is not 2,000 years old. But nonetheless, it's of immense importance to the Vatican that they get Mount Zion back. And under the table, since their meeting in June when the Pope came and, well, he would not hold Mass in Jerusalem. He held it in Bethlehem. He's the fourth Pope to visit Israel. Jerusalem is where you hold the big Mass. It's the holy city. Bethlehem is where all Christians from 80,000 a few years back It's down to fewer than 8,000. The Christians have been driven out through a campaign of, well, raping of their teenage girls is one way to scare them out. They're gone. So he's in this place that may be holy to Catholics, but there are almost no Christians left in it. They've been driven out by the PLO. And look, again, you don't have to be a genius to figure out you don't go to a place where if you're a Catholic and your co-religionists have been under a horrific campaign of rape, of every crime in the book to get them out, that's worked. They're gone. That's where he holds the mass. He comes back to Jerusalem, and, well, what does he do after holding a little ceremony at the, again, Last Supper room? He invites first the prime minister of the Palestinians, on paper anyways, that's Abbas, Mahmoud Abbas. He invites him to Rome, and does he invite the Israeli prime minister, who's got a lot more, on paper anyways, authority to the Vatican? No, he invites Paris, who at the time, I think his last days as president, nonetheless, the presidency of Israel has no power in theory. He invites Abbas and Paris to the Vatican for a prayer meeting. And they both arrive in June. Now, what did they discuss? Well, the war broke out. Look, the manipulation to make Israelis committed enough to go to war is, well, the same thing happening now to Americans who are now mad as hell after beheadings of their journalists to go to war. It's all manipulated. And again, the manipulation isn't that profound. Now, I'm not sure if I convinced Stan or he just liked me, but he understood the manipulation. Well, Paris, less than 2 weeks ago, was back in the Vatican. And after this meeting, where again, for public consumption, he came all the way to the Vatican to make a suggestion that we do a UN of religions. After Paris's meeting came a meeting with Jordanian Prince Al-Hassan Ben Talal. My, what a coincidence. Paris with the other side in the Vatican. Same old, same old. Now look, my little message is just reporting the news. But reporting it, well, it's not a new way. It really is not a new way. The problem is, for some reason, people, well, they bought the story that Paris was in the Vatican to suggest a UN of religions. That's not what happened. After Paris came Prince Al-Hassan, who knows what they're plotting, and it's not good stuff. But lo and behold, the Pope announces that this November he will be doing a mass in Turkey. Look, I don't have, let's just say that makes no sense.
Right.
Turkey is the last place you do a mass if you're in charge of the world's Christians or Catholics. But he is going in early November to do a mass, and he announced that he is going to go to the Iraqi border and possibly into Iraq to do a mass. For who? All the Christians have been driven from their homes in Iraq. They're refugees. And by the way, their holy sites have been, well, one was in Mosul. It was the tomb of Jonah, the prophet. It's been smashed to smithereens. He's giving a mass for who exactly? and why there? Look, whenever Paris meets with the Vatican, not just imaginary stuff follows. He meets with the other side at the same time. And afterwards, there's tremendous violence. Once again, the Pope is going to Turkey, possibly to Iraq, after he meets with Paris and the Jordanians. And I assure you, it's not a coincidence. Really bloody stuff was plotted, discussed, and they're working on it. Now, again, it's not like I trained Dr. Stan. We became friends. And he trusted me after many, many years. He understood that by reporting the news, and not the news for public consumption. And by the way, no criticism, but the public consumption stuff. Look, I don't understand. Do I have a unique vision? I sure don't think so. This is what happened. There is going to be horrific violence. Well, what can you say? Paris leaves 11 days ago. Well, your president announced you're going back to Iraq to fight ISIS. That's also no coincidence. The beheadings, well, it's just to stir you up, and it's working. You needed a Britisher, they beheaded another Britisher. All of this has to be manipulation. The real world doesn't unfold like this unless somebody is writing a play and you want to get people into war and you want to cause chaos. You follow the script. Well, you're following the script. And somehow it all comes back to the Vatican, and then again, poor, poor Israel. It all comes back to the Vatican and Paris. And again, I'm not going to say how, why, nothing. I just report what happened less than 2 weeks ago. Paris, the Jordanians, they all met the Pope, and the Pope is going to Turkey. That was the announcement. All of this is planned in some way to stir up the soup.
You know, we're going to be back with Barry Chimmis in just a minute after this short break, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about his vision as to why things are happening the way they are in the Middle East. No, not the Middle East, the world. It's important stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to GreatPlainsSolar.com.
Morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. It's the bottom of the hour, 33 minutes past the hour, in fact, and this is the Dr. Stanley Monteith radio program, Radio Liberty in some places. My name is Dave Wilson, sitting in here for Dr. Stan for a few days while he's away from the microphone, getting a little bit of rest and relaxation. My guest this morning is Barry Chamish. He's a Canadian-born journalist who has immigrated to Israel at one point in his life, got an MA from Hebrew University, and has served in the IDF. That's the Israeli.
Everyone knows this, Dave.
All this stuff. And he's a guest with mine right now. Something that he has been talking about, of course, is what is going on with the Pope, President Shimon Peres of Israel, and all of the Muslims around the Middle East. Barry, continue with your story.
No, I've ended it. Once again, I'm going to do my usual. I'm going to plug myself. And then away we go. All right. Look, all my books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box right in my last name, Chamish. Chamish. You'll get to my books and my website. I have a webmaster lately. That's David Samarin. So it's up the latest. That's BarryChamish.com. All right. Now, again, what people, you know, if Stan was on, I would have prepared a, well, let's just say a follow-up show. Well, he isn't, so he's kept me working. He's kept me alert. And I will be writing an article, and it's not going to be in memoriam. I'm going to wait. It will probably be, well, in gratitude. These are the notes that I've taken leading up to this week. Now, right now, Rosh Hashanah, New Year's, Jewish New Year's is coming up, and the Jews of surrounding the Gaza Strip are not going home. They're afraid of a massive terror attack through the tunnels, and they're not going home. All right? What people don't understand is that the Arabs are winning the war against Israel. And it's not just the South. The North is going to really explode. And that's coming. Look, what I did is I quoted a report. This is from Arutz Shtaim, Israel's primary popular news television network. the IDF supposedly leaked to them a secret document. It wasn't leaked. It was purposefully made public. What they said is the next conflict will be against Hezbollah in the north. And they had a respected colonel, intelligence colonel at that, Colonel Dan Goldfuss, commenting on the IDF report, and it's spooky. What they said is the recent conflict with Hamas will be a piece of cake compared to what's coming up. And it wasn't such a piece of cake. It cost many dozens of Israeli lives, thousands, well, over 2,000 Arabs were killed in this conflict. It was no piece of cake, but what they said, the next round. Here's from the IDF report. Hezbollah has an estimated 100,000 rockets. That's 10 times as many as Hamas had. 5,000 of them are long-range precision guidance system rockets. Precision guidance in this day and age means you hold a dime in your hand, it'll hit it from 50 miles away. This next war will target the Israeli Air Force, of which I know from first hand. Well, I used to shoot missiles in that Israeli Air Force. If you start aiming at runways, you can knock out the IDF. No runways, no jets in the sky. What they're talking about is a very, very different war. Now, Goldfuss said on camera that it might be, it will be necessary to evacuate the civilian residents of the area. I don't know which area he's talking about, but Hezbollah can hit anywhere in Israel. There's nowhere to run. Here's what he says. He says that Israelis believe that Hezbollah was in difficulties because of sustained losses fighting with President Assad in Syria. He says that's crap. He says what they've got from the fight with Syria in Syria is 3 years of battlefield experience, greater military capabilities, and a lot more confidence. We will continue. What this report stated was just like with Hamas and Gaza, you're going to get lots of tunnels in this war. Now, again, Dr. Stan and I went over the issue. And now, by the way, it's everywhere in Israel. It's a national issue. Well, me and Stan, we brought up that Israel could have knocked out the tunnels of the latest war with Hamas. Colonel Yossi Langotsky said, and I quoted him again on this show, Israel had what he called sonar echolocation. They had the technology to take out the tunnels years ago. What do you know? It's now a national issue in Israel. Why didn't we knock out the tunnels 5 years ago? Why didn't we knock them out when one tunnel resulted in the kidnapping of Gilad Shalit, a soldier, napping on the, well, not a brave soldier, but Israel traded 1,100 serious terrorists for his return to Israel, which has cost many, many dozens of lives since. And as Dr. Stan would say, nothing makes sense. What does he say about reality? Well, whatever it is, he doesn't mean, what he means is reality isn't real.
That's true. Reality isn't real. Barry, what do you think about that tunnel network up in the Golan? Are they coming down through the Golan, up in the Nazareth and all like that? We'll be talking about that a little bit as we come back from this break with Barry Cummings.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Hi again, everybody. This is Dave Wilson. We're starting the last quarter hour of Dr. Stanley Montes' show, Radio Liberty, whatever you want to call it. We're talking this morning with Barry Shemesh. I want to relate his website address again. That's BarryShemesh.com, BarryShemesh.com. And there you'll find a lot of interesting information and an ability to like him on Facebook and all that other stuff that you can do. Barry asked a question as we went to the break about what do you think the notion is for lots of tunnels up in the north around the Golan, Mount Hermon, and stuff like that. Are they going to be coming down through there? Surely they must be doing the same thing there that they did in Gaza.
Well, it's not surely. It's Gaza was sand. This is mountains and rock. It's a very different challenge. But nonetheless, it's now a national issue. Stan and I discussed it many, many, many months ago. And, yeah, how come the IDF aren't taking out tunnels? Look, in the north, this report on Channel 2 of Israel had Yossi Adoni. He's of the Male Yosef Council. In short, he says that his residents have been hearing tunneling under their homes since 2006. Now, if you want to knock out tunnels, if you get residents who hear them being dug, that's where you start. You get rid of them. Right now in Israel, there is finally a debate. Why on earth didn't the IDF knock out the tunnels years ago? Well, as I said, me and Stan got that issue out way before Israelis caught on. And by the way, I think there may be a direct connection between Israel waking up and us getting the news out to lots of people. Look, my last article was about Stephen Sotloff. He was the pretext to start the war. In short, he was beheaded. He was American. In comes your president. We won't put up with this. And Americans, 63% back this war against ISIS. Now, again, to rehash, Stan and I understood that ISIS was financed initially a couple of years ago. That's all. A couple of years ago. By American Secret Services. They were supposed to fight Assad. They went into Syria. Somehow, they all banded together, they created a much, much more radical organization called ISIS, which Turkey, again, next to America, an American base, trained ISIS, and now they've got 40,000-50,000 fighters in their army. They've taken over half of Syria, half of Iraq. Tremendously successful terrorist group. And I wrote about the American journalist. He was Israeli as well. And that's Stephen Sotloff. I wrote that he was an Israeli intelligence asset, and I suspected he was sacrificed for the greater good. Look, I was again proven right. He had a eulogy, he had a ceremony in Miami where his friend Leah Stern gave a eulogy. I'm going to quote from it. I'll never forget his smile and the mischievous twinkle in his eye. We shared a bottle of single malt whiskey and reveled how two Israeli journalists could be inconspicuously camping out in a remote watering hole in Lebanon, of all places, and how dangerous and illegal it was. You bet it was dangerous, and you bet it was illegal. And what were they doing there together after they immigrated to Israel? And they went to a university. That's the Interdisciplinary Center of Haifa. They were both students. And I related that back to something I knew about intelligence and this interdisciplinary committee. Nonetheless, on with Leah Stern's eulogy. Now, after he was she went on that he was a journalist and he wrote for Time and Foreign Policy. But after he was captured, a quote, all right, following his kidnapping, a small group of his friends and associates systematically removed any reference online to his Israeli roots. And he, on with quote, the U.S. and Israeli media agreed to cooperate in concealing this information in order not to jeopardize his life. How do you wipe a name off the entire internet? How do you do that? All right. And boy, for some little schmo who was roaming around the Middle East from Israel, and he was more Arab than Arab, he was deep underground. How do you... Well, he had some mighty powerful friends if they removed all his references from the internet. I say that's impossible to do. Nonetheless, they agreed to do it. He was no little schmo. I stand by my last article, and I stood by it with Dr. Stan and we both understood this war is being manipulated. And if you think you have an opinion based on the facts, you don't. Now, Debka is a site that I rarely used. Well, it's down.
We're going to have another break. We're talking with Barry Schenker this morning, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes to try to bring this conversation to a close.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Dr. Stanley Monteith radio program. My name is Dave Wilson. We're on with Barry Shamish this morning. And Barry, what you've been talking about, I am a full and on board believer. Stan and I have talked many, many hours about this very subject. And here's the thing. Can you tell us where we can, in fact, find a couple of facts so that we won't, that is the listeners and me, won't get lost in all that's going on? We certainly don't want to read the Jerusalem Post or the New York Times about this, but are there sources that everybody can access? Your website is one, of course. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the only one. All right, now let's go back to a source. It's called Debka. Now, I haven't used it for a long time because, well, frankly, when I did use them many years ago, they were wrong. And
Debka.com, D-E-B-K-A.
Yeah. Now, what I've been quoting was this. Finally, what Stan and I discussed is that the Pentagon established a forward, well, it's a really base in Jordan. And, well, here's the quote from Debka. U.S., Jordanian, and Israeli officers manning the facility determine in consultation which rebel factions are provided with reinforcements for the special training camps for Syrian rebels in Jordan. Debka woke up. Now, the real problem is Debka's now down. And I was making notes to discuss it. What they say is that we're down because of maintenance. We have to do maintenance for the next 3 weeks. What maintenance? They're a website. They can't overcome.
In our world now, when information becomes too much available,
as it is on Radio Liberty. We find curious things going on. Barry, I got to bring it to a close here because I got to talk about Radio Liberty and Dr. Stan. I want to thank you very much for being with me this morning. And perhaps we can do a conclusion to this program next week. Would you mind if I called you to talk about that?
No, no, but I wish Dr. Stan would call me, and I'm being frank, but yeah, call me. Look, I'm going to write something. I hope he comes back by next week, but it's about time I thanked him for helping to expose my little reality, which once again, all I do is look at the news. That's all. But Stan understood that I am looking at the news better than other people. And he, well, this week I would have been on three times. Oh, gosh.
Stan understands, and I understand, and I want to thank you very much. And perhaps we'll be talking with you again next week. Barry Sheamus has been my guest. So long, Barry. We'll talk to you later.
I got to remind you
that RadioLiberty.com is the place that you can go to access all of the information that you might be interested in regarding the things that are going on in this world. There are quotes there from all kinds of different people, including Barry, and you can certainly order tapes or CDs of the programs that Barry and Dr. Stan have done together over the years. It's a great place to go to edify.